So Craig, you dropped me this Wayne Newton CD because he's coming to Roxino this weekend or something like that, bringing his show in as well. And there's a song on here called "Remember When We Made These Memories." More of a personal song about, you know, he and his love, how they remember all these different things that they've done. But if you have memories of Elyria, we want you to listen up, because we have Jackie Kokai from the Lorain County Historical Society joins us. And the society, along with the Elyria Bicentennial Celebration, the committee, they're looking at ways to develop programs. I mean, who better to tell us about the bicentennial, the history of Elyria, but the Lorain County Historical Society. But they want you to help out. And there's some places where you can kind of share your memories. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
So let's talk about this. This is sort of like an oral and written little bit of personal history from people. What are you looking to do for them?
Absolutely. Thank you. We just want people to come in and tell us in a few minutes one or two things they remember special about their time in Elyria. Did you grow up here? Did you go to school here? Did you come to Elyria newly married? Did you come to Elyria to get a job and work in one of the companies in Elyria? We're not looking for sensational things necessarily that happen, just what people remember when they think about, oh, I've lived in Elyria and I remember when.
Some of the common everyday things, which is what brings sort of the community to life.
You know, absolutely.
There's historic things and there's people, but then there's those small moments or perhaps shops that somehow people remember. When are they going to be able to do that?
This Saturday, March 25th, in the afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m., and we have volunteers who will be at three different sites in the city, at the Elyria Public Library on West River, the West River branch. There'll be people at Abbeywood on South Abbey Road, 1210 South Abbey, and at the History Center at 284 Washington Avenue.
So they can come in and talking in like a microphone, like you are kind of now recording something, or they can, I guess, write it out if they want.
Yes, absolutely. If you would rather sit down and write something, we have pen and paper. We'll be glad to let you do that. Or we have small little recording devices that don't scare you, and we'll talk with you, do a little short interview, and ask you some questions about what do you remember.
You know, in a news sense, I once heard that it was said everyone has a story. And I'm sure everyone here has a story about the city where they grew up, where they lived, and where they spent time. Have you come upon any unusual ones so far? I know you're doing this weekend, but, you know, over time, over the years?
Yes, we have done some already, and I interviewed a woman who, as a young girl, I don't know at what age, but used to go to the movies in downtown Elyria. And she said, she wasn't giving me much detail, but then she said, you know, I remember when they came on the stage and interrupted the movie to tell us that World War II was over. And we went outside with everybody in the streets because everyone was cheering and yelling.
Did she remember the film she was watching by
chance? No.
Apparently something else took over from that.
Yes.
And of course, there's other people that probably remember different recreation things, whether there was a bowling alley somewhere or perhaps maybe, like you say, movie theater or show place. Or they say, you know what used to be there? And it's kind of one of those things, as you mentioned, favorite type of things. What's going to happen to once you accumulate all this audio and some of this written information?
Well, we hope that we will be able to use some of it in programming that we do. Our education department, if you will, at the County Historical Society does a lot of programming with schools and various civic organizations. And we hope to develop some programs for that, that we can use the recordings paired with perhaps pictures of old-time Elyria or other events that took place, and do like a PowerPoint and talk. We will archive all of these. We got a lot of work ahead of us to get this all organized, and they'll be stored at the Lorain County Historical Society and at the Elyria Public Library. So people who are doing some kind of research can access them that way.
I know over time people in the community have donated pictures and other memorabilia to this society. Have you had anything new come in recently because it's the bicentennial year?
We have some pictures that people are bringing in. And the nice thing about technology today is that someone can bring a picture that say, you know, I don't really want to give this up. And we can say, we will scan it. And it's, we have it. And you have it. You have the original, but we have it in the archives now as part of the Elyria history. So we have been getting some things like that. And occasionally it's a memory book that was published with one of the previous celebrations of Elyria that people are bringing in and giving us. So we are getting some things like that.
At the dedication this past weekend of the marker by East Bridge and Broad Street, Bill Bird from the Society and the mayor talked about how Heman Ely and some other folks,
Artemis Beebe.
Right, settled in that area. How far back do the artifacts go that you have?
We have pictures and paintings and things from the very early times. And I know we have, right, that comes to my mind, at the Historical Society, at the museum on Washington Avenue, we have the mailbag that Artemis Beebe used. He was out of his tavern, among other things. He was the mailman, and he used to go to the west side of the Cuyahoga River, I believe is the story, and meet mail that had come into Cleveland and exchange with the mailman. I'm assuming came over by, brought it over by boat, and then he would bring it back, and people would come into the mail area of the tavern then to pick up their mail.
A lot of different things going on, and it's bicentennial, 200 years, but sometimes it's the current memories that are important to archive now as well. So I suppose any age of a person coming in with a memory would be welcome at this event.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have things happening all the time. I mean, did you graduate from high school 10 years ago and you remember some special event, your sporting team you were part of? Were you a kid whose little league team or whose girls softball team did really well in some event? Were you on a swim team? Do you just remember some teacher you had that you really liked or school you went to? Or I think about, okay, the general industries fire didn't happen too many years ago. I bet people have memories of that.
Right, exactly. Again, from 1 to 3, there's a citywide event to collect memories for the Elyria Bicentennial put on here, helping with the Lorain County Historical Society. We'll have sites at the History Center, 284 Washington Avenue, or the Abbey Wood at 1210 South Abbey in Elyria, and also the Elyria Public Library West River Branch. And again, that's from 1 to 3 this coming Saturday. Audio recordings, or you know, people can write down some of their thoughts as well, and then you'll be compiling these and then kind of figuring out how they all fit together, right?
I mean, absolutely.
And I see here you have volunteers at each site, and as I was thinking about all that work that's going to be ahead, you probably could use more volunteers. Talk about people who might want to help out with the Lorain County Historical Society.
Well, we always encourage people to become involved. Membership is always available for people, by individual, by family, and it's not very expensive to be a member by the year. I think it's $25 for a single membership for a year. And then we rely on our members to help us out regularly with a lot of our projects, but we also encourage other people who just want to get involved with some particular event or project to help. I've had various people coming in because of our new exhibits that we have on the two world wars and bringing us items that they can help with. And sometimes it's sitting down and helping us understand what's going on and getting involved that way.
sometimes it takes people from the outside maybe to explain some of the things that you have. Who knows if they have other information perhaps about some of the items that are there. Have you thought about what memory you want to share, or is that something that you're thinking, you know, I'm working at all everybody else's memory. I have not had time to think about that.
Well, the first one that I really came up with was I was in high school when John Kennedy was campaigning for president, and he drove, his motorcade drove through Elyria, and we got out of school so we could go downtown and see the motorcade. He didn't stop that I'm aware of, but we went downtown and stood around and watched him go through town on his way to Lorraine.
Bruce, is that the picture we have of one of our reporters in the background with the WEOL sign where President Kennedy passed through? Is that what
right,
we
now,
have?
That was at a, I mean, he was at an actual stop there at that particular point, because I think you have Kennedy out there, you know, speaking to the crowd or some group of people or something like that, perhaps. We'll have to
where
see.
Do we have that picture?
I don't know.
I've seen it recently. Maybe I have it in my file.
Okay, yeah.
I should look for that.
We have some newspaper clippings, yellowed newspaper, or some other scanned documents as well. But it's always interesting to think sometimes the parts that your community plays in history, mm-hmm. not only in just, you know, what people know, the local lore, but in a national level too. And I think that came up at the time when we had different presidents, whether we had at the time George Bush coming through, or President Obama, people like that as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do use Elyria Lorain County as a stop, whether on a campaign or stumping for something else.
Yes.
But those are ones that people kind of will always remember for mm-hmm. something like that. Well, we appreciate you coming in, Jackie, this morning and letting people know, again, the memories that you can share this coming Saturday, 1 to 3, at the Abbeywood, at the West River branch of the library, or at the History Center. And if people, maybe they miss out on that, they're still interested, how is it that they can still maybe get some information to you guys?
Call the Lorain County Historical Society, 440-322-3341.
Sounds good. And always look there for different events that you have coming up as well.
Yes.
Not only but there's a lot of bicentennial events that people can check out the city's website, too, to find out about some of the different activities that are planned.